Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. My name is Nick.
My name is Ryan. And did you know that fingernails don't grow after you die? Actually a myth. Turns out that the skin around your nails recedes, which is creepy.
I don't think I've ever thought about that, but that makes sense because I wouldn't have thought that anything would grow after. Is anything meant to grow after you die?
I think your hair is meant to grow after you die, isn't it?
But wouldn't that fall into the
same... I thought
it
was fingernails, because they always... Oh, you always see it in TV shows where they have, like, the super long nails and they dig up a dead person. Mm. Or maybe it's just Law and Order SVU, I don't know.
Maybe it's just like the, hey, fake blood and on this mannequin and, hey, it looks different to the real person that we had, you know, sitting down in the thing. I don't know. I don't feel like anything should grow. I feel like the hair thing is also like the, you know, if the skin around your fingernails recedes and so does the skin around your
I am
head.
Wondering now. Yeah, I'm wondering now.
I feel like
isn't
I feel like
hair
nothing
like already
grows.
Dead?
Hair is meant to be already dead.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know.
You don't grow. You're not a growing boy if you're dead.
Okay, Nick, to kick us off, what is one thing you want to do before you die?
Okay. I was thinking about this one here. I was like trying to rack my brain. I was like, what do I want to do before I die? You know, like the common things are like, oh, I want to travel the world. I'm like, well, I've been overseas, you know, I've done that.
That's very, very different to travel the world. Well, I'm going to hold you up there. I'm pretty sure you've been overseas once, my friend.
No, I've been twice. But hang on. Okay. Let me clarify like my thought process behind this. I was like, sure. I want to travel the world. I was like, I've been overseas. It's not like I don't want to continue doing that. It's like, if you were saying what's one thing you want to do before you die, hey, yes, I've ticked the box that I've been outside my home country type of thing. So, like, it's, like, not necessarily that, well, the way I read it was, like, what's one thing you want to do, like, to accomplish? It's not, you know, not saying that I don't want to have to do it again. I still want to go out and go overseas and travel and everything like that. And then I was like, well, I'd want to eat out everywhere or, like, not have to worry. And then I was like, you know what? Actually, all of these things that I want to do actually relate to just retirement. Like, I want to retire before I die. Like, I want to have that experience of not having to worry about earning any more money, not having to worry about paying off any houses or anything like that. I just want to be able to retire with enough time to enjoy life, you know, like kind of go around, spend your money, make sure your kids don't get any inheritance, do all that kind of stuff, travel the world type of thing. Because I felt like it all kind of felt filled into that. So I was like, yeah, retire.
Retirement's an interesting one. Retirement could be like the greatest period of your life or the period of most fear. Like when you become too old to work, if you haven't figured it out by then, I could imagine it being like a very depressing time or a very fearful time. Because you're like, when am I going to die? Do I have enough money left to, you know, to support me for how long I'm going to be alive?
Which is why I was like, I'd want to do that before I die, obviously, because I feel like, yeah, if you don't play your cards right, or even if you get dealt a shitty hand, you might never be able to retire and you might never be able to do all those things, or you might be forced into retirement, like you said, because you can't work, in which case that's terrible. So, yeah, I want to be able to retire and be safe, I guess.
I think that the thing I would like to do is something my brother said to me like maybe 3 years ago. He called me one day randomly and went, hey man, do you want to climb some of the largest mountains on each continent with me? Okay. And I was like, that is ridiculous. But then I realized I don't really do that many ridiculous things in my life. So I was like, yes. And I think that is the thing I would love to do. Like, you know, climb Everest, climb Kilimanjaro, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that'd
and be cool. And do, I think that would be really sweet. Like, that would be a huge sense of accomplishment, not just from the sense of completing the task, but I imagine climbing. I mean, I've hiked and whatnot.
I've walked up a hill.
Nothing like that. But you do get, like, you know, when you finish a massive hike, a sense of accomplishment in that. I imagine that would just be, like, extremely elevated when you know
I am
it's
at
like
the top
of the
world.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon that would be really cool.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And another thing, nowhere near as interesting or fun, but I just really want to snowboard before I die. Next time I go to the snow, 100% I'm going to snowboard.
Well, he did it. He snowboarded before he died. The only thing was he did die with the snowboarding.
Technically, he didn't quite snowboard. He just died before he really got what we would call snowboarding.
I got it, guys. He did not have it. All right, next question. What immediately sets off your bullshit radar?
Free samples. Free samples of things. Like, they're free, but the sample itself is free. But my bullshit radar just immediately goes off for like a you know, 1 kilometer radius. I'm like, is someone going to jump me? What are you doing? Are you about to sell something to me? I know you are, but I don't want you to. I just want the free sample and I want to leave.
You know what was the best thing about free samples, though? It was like when you're walking past, like, I don't know, like the... Like, I remember when I was younger, and maybe they don't do it anymore, but there was like a butcher in a shopping mall, and they would always have like some free samples of like their sausages at the front that they'd cooked up, and you're like, yes, I'll try this sample, even though it's like your parents are never actually shopping at that butcher. So it's like, yes, I will try this, and be like, yes, mom, we should maybe perhaps get this at one stage. Not now, just leave, run.
I think it's part of the idea, though. It's that your mind goes back to it, and you're like, ooh, that is good. And then maybe you annoy your parents enough and all that you are the parents. The second thing that I think of with that is work related. When we do like changes overnight all the time, and whenever I see a change come through that says either low risk or no impact, I'm like, no, I'm coming into problems tomorrow. I just know something is going to be monumentally fucked, and they didn't plan for this.
Somebody overlooks some key thing. Oh, whoops! That's your day for the next 5 years.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine was, I don't know if there's a more succinct way of saying this, but people kind of feigning intelligence or kind of like trying to say something to appear intelligent. It's like they, and I suppose it's more common these days, you know, with like the internet and everything like that. So it's like on, you know, people who are like, oh, I read about this in an article. But really when they're like, I read an article, it's I read the headline on Reddit. Type of thing, and then maybe a couple of the comments type of thing, and it's like they're reciting that, and it's like, well, I'm gonna call bullshit on the fact that you actually understand this, because I don't think you do, because I also read that article and I didn't bring it up, because, and maybe it's just me, because I tend to not bring things up too much if I don't fully understand it, this podcast being the exception.
Didn't we talk about like paleontology last week?
Paleontology, yeah, but I'm an expert in that, mate. I'm like, what are you talking about, eh? I'm dug.
Sorry, continue. My bullshit radar was just going off. I couldn't help it. Do you have any stories of feeling secondhand embarrassment?
When I was thinking about answering this question, I was trying to remember any of the times that I perhaps had felt secondhand embarrassment, but then I realized, hang on, all of those moments I tend to push way, 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 way down in my memory banks, like, forget this. It's like, I don't want to, you know, it's like one of those things when it's like something you like, I feel like embarrassing memories are not something that you try to remember. I feel like they're just like, they pop up like, hey, remember me? And you're like, oh gosh, I feel like I just, you know, like need to stub my toe or something to like, you know, have physical pain to replace the mental pain that was that embarrassment. So not anything specifically, but related to it, I can't watch Ben Stiller. Like, any of his movies or anything like that, I just can't. Yeah. I have to get up and leave. I can't sit down and watch it. I cannot. I don't think I've ever sat through a full one of his movies because I just can't deal with it. This. Do you get that at all? Like, do you feel like...
I do get it. I agree with what you're saying, but I think of secondhand embarrassment slightly different to cringe. Like, there are scenarios where I cringe and it is secondhand embarrassment, but not.
Do you cringe because of something that's embarrassing, or do you cringe because, like, what is cringy? Like, is it different to embarrassment? Am I just misunderstanding?
I think no. I think it can be cringy because it's different to embarrassment. Like, you may just be, I guess, over someone telling the same crappy thing, and then that's, you sort of cringe at that. And that's not necessarily embarrassment. That is just, like, I guess, a feeling of, not annoyance, but...
Well, I feel like when I watch these movies, right, it's like you're sitting there and you're like, oh God, no, duh, I can't. It's like you're like shriveling up, and it's
maybe,
like,
maybe you do away. Actually get secondhand embarrassment from that. Then
I feel like I do, because it's like such an emotional, revolting feeling. Like, oh, stop it, no, stop.
The one for me is we had a teacher I feel like this is a very common one. School is a good place for secondhand embarrassment.
School is like where you learn about embarrassment, like first.
Yeah, day. Exactly. It's where you have to bounce back from an embarrassment. And this kid had to do that. So we were in high school, and teacher wanted to teach a lesson to a kid who hadn't prepared a speech for this assignment we had.
That just feels cruel.
It does, yeah, but that's the next level secondhand embarrassment where you don't even want to look at the person. He had to give a 2-minute speech on why it wasn't good to be unprepared for a speech.
Oh.
Not so much like get up there and he's like, oh yeah, I haven't prepared anything, huh? No, it was like, no, give me like an introduction, a body and a conclusion. And the person's like sitting there on the spot. I was like, oh, just look away. It's a nice day to look out the window. What beautiful weather.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
I feel so bad for that kid. Oh wow. I feel embarrassed for him right now, even though that probably happened like I don't know how many years ago.
The other, exactly, it just elicits that emotion. Hey, the other thing and that I thought of, but isn't necessarily secondhand embarrassment in the way that you it's like you, that's secondhand embarrassment, like you don't want to be in the room. The secondhand embarrassment that you feel with the next thing is usually like you really want them to succeed, and that's speaking another language to someone. So like when either I try to learn another language and someone sort of coaches you, and this was, I guess, back in uni days, or when someone who doesn't speak English as a first language speaks to you and you can see they're struggling and you really want to help them with things, like, but no, then it's embarrassing to correct them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's like the other secondhand embarrassment that I normally feel, but like it's also sort of a good one, I guess.
I feel like it's less embarrassment and it's more empathy with like the struggle of trying to do something, but then it's like, you know, you'd be in the same shoes trying to like just do it, you know, you need that support type of thing. Whereas like the kid getting up and trying to like have to do the speech on forgetting to prepare a speech,
that's just brutal.
So that's brutal. Like, is that like part of it's embarrassment, but part of it's also this is just so awkward because you feel like you shouldn't be present for this disciplined reaction.
But that's like what the embarrassment comes from. That's where it's so embarrassing that you even feel it.
It's like when
it's in the air.
Have you ever had this? Well, you probably have, but I probably have too, where it's like your parents, either you've got friends over or you're going over to someone else's house, and the parents either, if it's your parents, you know, you're in trouble or something like that, or they get in trouble and the parents start yelling or something like that at the kid, and he's just sitting there like, this is awkward and I'm embarrassed. And
that never happened. I was always the kid that was being yelled at.
He's just like,
ooh. Have you met my parents?
I have. But it's always like, oh, don't yell in front of my friends.
Yeah. First-hand embarrassment in that case also works.
But second-hand, if you're the friend over at that place, then it's just awkward. Actually, I think I do have a specific example of that going over to your place.
Dude, that's like every time at my place. I don't even know of a time that's not. I remember I had like probably a ninth birthday. This is going off question topic, but no,
that's all right.
At a ninth birthday, and I had a few friends stay over on the ninth birthday, and I remember that my dad got me up at like really, really early in the morning. We had it on a Friday, and then they stayed over and they were there on the Saturday. We used to have this tree that dropped all these berries in the back garden. Oh, yeah. And Dad woke me up really, really early to pick up all the berries in the backyard. But, like, he basically, like, sort of just kicked down the door and went, your birthday's over, get outside. I was like, well, this is awkward. And then there's just, like, everyone now who's awake and their parents don't generally, they're very, like, you know.
They're not coming to pick them up till, like, it's 11 exactly. And it's, like, 6 in the morning or something.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're sort of awkwardly outside, like, do we help? And I'm like, nah, this is normal. This is fine. Like, I'll do this and then we can go, you know, to the shops or something. Because it's like 7 in the morning, so maybe we'll have breakfast. But like, you know, there's that awkward secondhand straight after my birthday. And I remember because like, yes, the day before, there was no sign that this was going to happen. There was no preempting. Like, I'm pretty sure Dad just walked outside and went, these berries are gone today.
Right. I know someone who's a year older. Alrighty, let's move on. Ryan, what's the worst or best ad that you've seen? And this can be anything. So, like, it can be something that's made you specifically avoid a product, or you can, like, be like, hot damn, I actually want to go and try that.
So, the worst ad that I've seen is for a product I really love. You'll never guess what it is. It's a takeaway place.
KFC?
How did he know? but the Colonel needs to fire his entire marketing department because they have probably the worst ads on television.
I saw a billboard for KFC and I honestly, it made me so infuriated because like, and maybe, I'm not sure if this is where you're going, but like I was driving back the other day and I was like, I hate it so much. You know the saying, always look on the bright side of life? KFC did one saying, always look on the fried side of life.
But that's it. They just pick up shitty slogans and then reappropriate them to be terrible ads.
It's like they're trying to be like the next, like, you know, Nike or like, you know, Apple or something like that. It's like,
they just have a random phrase generated. And like, I guess this month is this one.
Did they hire Jerry from like Rick and Morty? Got apples?
Exactly. The other one that they have on TV is, at least in Australia, and I don't even know if it's recent at the moment, but is that did someone say KFC? And that's literally...
I hate it.
A normal scenario is happening, and then someone will ask a question. The person clearly doesn't want to answer the question, and then they'll turn around and go, did someone say KFC? And then it plays that Iconopop song that I don't care. And has no relevance to the ad, like, whatsoever. It's like,
what? It's just, why is like, everyone like a flash mob now? Like,
it's like, you know how there's that subreddit of bots only that tell bots, that post questions to other bots, and they just take random things, and it's like no one can post on that subreddit. It's only bots talking to bots, and they post random garbage. I feel like that is the same algorithm that puts together every KFC advert, because it's just like, grab random music, grab a random phrase, throw some basically white family in here, and then you've got a KFC ad. It's terrible. It's so terrible.
Let's say goodbye.
Glad I got
to
that
any,
off my chest.
Say goodbye to any promotions from KFC for our podcast.
Just please, the amount I eat, they'll steal from me.
Shat all over their marketing team. It's like, I'm sure you guys stick to don't. Just, I can't even say stick to your day job, but I'm assuming that
McDonald's
is your day job.
Hit me up.
all right, mine was I've got a good and a bad. So like, obviously,
I've still got a good, but maybe do your bad and then I'll go into my good.
My bad is more, I suppose, general. But like, okay, so I've been over my parents' place a couple of times recently, and they play on their TV, like the main screen TV, they play YouTube videos for music. They don't have Spotify. They're a little bit behind. They don't even have YouTube music.
My parents do the same.
It's like all like ads and stuff like that. And like, I feel like it's criminal when it's like what you're watching, right, is like a 3 to 5 minute music video, right? And then you have two ads at the start, right? Two ads.
Yeah.
And the ads are like 5 minutes long themselves, and it's like, are you shitting me? Like,
and they have the option to skip too, which means that and when they get skipped, I'm pretty sure those advertising companies don't even pay for them. So everyone loses. It's just a waste of everybody's time. It's It's terrible.
Why do you have, like, they used to only be, so maybe it's, I'm raging at YouTube ads because it's like, there used to only be one and then it was like, now it's in between, or some like YouTube videos have like multiple in the middle, in which case,
yeah, I reckon that's,
I'm not watching your channel because that's just stupid. But then it's like, why do you have an ad that's longer than the actual video at the start of it? Like that's just frustrates me so much. But good thing on my computer,
have you ever seen they also... Yeah, no.
Get rid of them. Not dealing with that.
Have you also... Adblocker, hit us up. They also have post ads in some videos now as well. Like when you finish the video, it plays an ad. Who's waiting there going, all right, well, I've seen my content. I guess I'll watch a video now about this random company that doesn't even exist in Australia.
Pretty much. Obligatory ad.
Yep.
What was your good one?
My good one, best ad I've ever seen, Answer My Eyes Johnson. If that was real, I would totally be going down there to buy some electronics. Guaranteed. Answer My Eyes Johnson is an advert that will stick with me for life and one I would totally, totally visit the store because of.
Here's some fake
If dollars. Someone even made a mock Answer My Eyes Johnson store, I would go there. That's how effective that advert was. And that was just completely ad hoc. I mean, they just, damn, KFC, just hire them. Like, just they'll do it.
Hire the guys from Rick and Morty. Hire exactly. Some comedians. You'll be hit stars. My good ones were, obviously, everyone loves the Old Spice ads. Like, they're just classic.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
But another one, and this is an older one, and I think this is an Australian-only one. You might have to, like, Google it, but there was... Oh, I can't remember the name of the actual song.
I'm not off to a great start.
That it was, but it was This Is a Big Ad by Carlton
Drought. Oh, yeah, yeah, Carlton Drought.
It's basically like a whole bunch of people in a field all dressed up and they're like running towards each other. It kind of makes it look like a battle scene. It's set to really like dramatic music. And then like at the end of it, it kind of zooms out and you see that it's like the people that are like running are like, you know, there's people in like red that are like meant to be like a person lifting up a glass of beer and then pouring the other people into the mouth, which is they're meant to be beer or something like that. And it was like, that's at the time it was like, I remember everyone was like, was that's good. The best ad out. So yeah. YouTube it if you haven't seen it.
I actually forgot about that, that ad, but it's definitely one that the moment someone brings up, you'll like vividly remember. The ad. It's a good one.
All right, Ryan. Before we get on to our Reddit question, where can people find us if they want to get some more info?
So if someone wants to find us, we are on Twitter at HeyYouOnlinePod. We're on Discord. The link is in the description of the episode. We're in Reddit. That's where we operate mostly, r/HeyYouOnline. You can post questions there, or you can send them to our Gmail, heyyouonline@podcast@gmail.com. And then finally, the only thing we ask is that you share it around to your friends. And speaking of Reddit, what is last week's Reddit question?
Last week's Reddit question was, when do you put up your Christmas tree? So, Ryan, you told us in last week's episode that you put it up on the 1st of December, but you did share a nice picture of your Christmas tree with your new puppy Milo there.
And yeah, I know.
That's pretty cool. So you guys should go and check it out over there. But my answer was... I needed to explain myself because I don't actually have a Christmas tree at the moment. We haven't for a couple of years. And it's not because I hate Christmas and I'm the Grinch.
It's just because I hate Christmas.
It's just not because of that at all. No, we moved out of home a couple of years ago. And then like we've been between a couple of rental places. And then it's like another thing to like cart around. And then it's like, where do you keep it? And to be honest, we just probably haven't gotten around to it. So
do you keep getting evicted because you don't like Christmas?
That's probably what happens. No, there's a few stories behind that. But yeah, I think for me, I don't know where I get this because it's not like a traditional Christmas thing. Like I feel like I probably had a little bit more of a, I don't know, in inverted commas, traditional Christmas upbringing, I guess.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean like a Catholic kind of background, so church and whatnot. But that aside, I feel like 6th of December is when I would like to put up the Christmas tree because that's St. Nick's Day, which obviously if you didn't know, St. Nick is like the typically what people, well, I suppose what Santa Claus kind of evolved from, and then take it down probably the 6th of January, which is Three Kings Day. Bonus fun fact here, the the 12 days of Christmas starts on Christmas and ends on the Three Kings Day.
Huh.
Fun fact.
The first day of Christmas is Christmas Day.
Yep. There you go.
I didn't know that. Damn, come mid-January, you're like, guys, it's the new year, stop giving me turtle doves. Like, come on. That was a last year thing, all right? but yeah, so if you do want to see my cute little puppy, he actually, and I posted this in the Reddit as well, he actually wasn't, I didn't have him living in our house when we started the podcast. And I remember the first few episodes of the podcast, I had to time when I could record because he had this very strict bedtime and he used to howl during bedtime and it was the worst because I was like, can't record tonight. He's just screaming.
He's just screaming. I didn't want to get a bed. Throw the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Continuing with the Christmas theme. Are you a crammer or a planner? So I'm referring to Christmas shopping for this, but it could be anything else as well. You know, it could be, hey, uni finals or something like that. Do you plan out your study and do it like
if you're in the States?
Yeah, incrementally. Or do you just like go, hey, night before, gonna buy all my Christmas presents or do all my study for the test the night before? Let us know. What do you think?
Alrighty. Let's move on to the last question. Nick, you may add one fuck to any company slogan and I think we should do this as a flurry round. Now, the thing I will say to this is you can add a fuck or you can remove a word and replace it with fuck.
All right, so I've got a couple for this, but why don't we start with the company, their actual slogan, and then how we would change it. Okay, so I'll start off with Nike, and obviously theirs is...
Damn it, the first one. That was the first one that came to mind.
Just do it. So I've got two for this one, actually. So obviously you could have the apathetic one, just fuck it. Or you could have the more aggressive one, just fucking
do
it.
Yep, I went for just fucking do it. Within Australia, there is a company called Vegemite. And Vegemite used to have the slogan, tastes like Australia. And I suppose you could probably have fucks like Australia would be quite fun. Okay.
Another one, I suppose this one's, I feel like this is a actual international brand, but in Australia we'll call it Weet-Bix. So I think overseas you might call it Wheaties or something like that. Anyway, their slogan is the breakfast of champions. You could have it the breakfast of motherfuckers.
Oh, nice. Adding a bit more. Yeah. Okay. If we can add a bit more, I've got one. TJ Maxx has a slogan, you should go. At which point I would probably change that to you should go fuck yourself. Could you imagine that at the bottom of a TJ Maxx ad? That'd be great.
What about Coke? Open happiness becomes a bit more depressed. Fuck happiness.
There's a beer company in Australia it's called XXXX, but we call it 4X. And Australians, or the slogan is Australians wouldn't give an XXX for anything else.
Well, that just writes itself.
That really just writes itself. So,
all right. My last one is Apple. So, if you want to twist it up a bit, Apple's slogan is "Think Different." Maybe you want to spice it up. How about what can you guess it? Fuck different.
I've got two more. One is an American company, but the first one's Australian. So, there's Sukin skincare that doesn't cost the earth. And actually good as well, because it also keeps in the theme that they're trying to convey is skincare that doesn't fuck the earth. It's a pretty good one. And there's a company, I guess they're in the States, I assume, has the slogan irresistible finds, exceptional prices. I feel like you can change that up just about anyway. And it'll work. I think that's it for this episode.
See you in the next one, guys.
See you, guys.